All right, now recording. Okay, this is day two, Taiwan special. I said that I'd get to the developments that are taking shape this week with China and the United States. China and the U.S. We're getting really, really close to a war. And I think it's going to be a stark shock grab for power. Because in Chinese culture, they think that the rest of the world will react to what they do the way they react to what they do. And nothing could be farther from the truth. In Chinese culture, someone makes a massive power grab, everybody else suddenly gets in line. The boss clears his throat, and everybody sits up straighter because they're scared. And it's all psychological. It's the elephant chained to the rope. It's all in the mind, and their culture trains them into this. Other people do it around them, so they learn it to copy others, and all of it's completely contrived. And they think it's the way it has to be because it's in their Chinese genetics. It's like that old argument from the old Encyclopedia Britannica from over 100 years ago, you know, that black people are stupid. Remember that nonsense? Because they thought it was genetic because that had always been their experience. Never occurred to them that IQ tests don't actually measure intelligence, they measure education. So, you know, you can give someone, you can give an American a German IQ test and probably fail it because he doesn't know the language. I suppose you could have a non-linguistic IQ test, but you know, again, a lot of it's about education. In fact, you know, vocabulary, we use our vocabulary to think. So if you have a small vocabulary, which is an education matter, you won't think much. So you're gonna register lower in an IQ test. So again, IQ measures how much you have developed your thinking based on your education. Well, people used to think that was genetic. And Chinese still today think that the way they react is genetic because they're closed-minded, they're the center of the universe, everything else is a lie, all statements are lies, right? Because they've got that psychology grid going on. And so they assume that everyone works the way they work. They also believe, I have no idea how many people in Taiwan tell me that their body needs rice because they're Chinese. I'm like, well, American Chinese don't need rice. You give me this garbage about how your body needs rice. It's what you've gotten accustomed to. It's an acquired taste. Your digestive system has grown accustomed to having rice. This isn't about being Chinese. There's no basis for this. But there are massive assumptions like this all over Chinese culture. And they're going to assume this is what's coming. China's about to bust a massive move, I think. And they're going to do this because they believe if they make a massive shock move that America is going to go and run away. They might even argue that dropping the bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, shocking the Japanese because Americans think that way will prove that Americans will run away if the Chinese quote metaphorically drop their bomb, which would be like a large move,
such as invading Taiwan.
You know, it's interesting I'm talking about this because I mentioned before that I had stuff developing this week. I had a run-in with some people this week that tried to end a friendship based on an assumption that they made about me that was false, baseless, uncommunicated. They did it without communication. They were wrong. But those people and I had so many other mutual friends that I quietly kept communication open. I didn't shame them or correct them at all, but I insisted on communication. I just kept communicating, and all of a sudden we're friends again. I've done that in Taiwan now with non-Christians, but I cannot do it with Christians because the Christians in Asia, I talked about this last week, they follow that Confucian shame culture where they live in their little world and they think everyone does everything the way they do. So if they have a fleeting thought, then everybody else must have had the same fleeting thought, right? And they live with that. The Bible's about all people, all nations. It started in Greece, in Greek culture, you know, Jewish culture, Greek, in Rome and in ancient times in the Middle East, in Palestine, Israel, so forth. That had its Jewish roots, and then it went to many other parts of the world through European and American Western missionaries, and all of a sudden they think that the Chinese Confucian culture is the proper way to interpret it. Very narcissistic textbook. Very self-absorbed, self-centric interpretation of everything. Again. And so you've got pastors doing this, and solid Bible-teaching Western Bible schools will not confront them on it. The most conservative. You know, there's churches these days, they don't really teach about Jesus, but they say, I'm talking about the people that complain about Joel Osteen. The Bible preachers, we've got to talk about sin. Maybe even the God hates fags people. The radical, absolute, extreme, don't try to be nice, get culture at all people. The farthest end you go, even they will not confront this Chinese shame culture. And so the Christians in Asia that have that culture are getting support from the West to continue breaking up relationships based on reasons that don't exist without ever having verified them. Now, I can overcome that with non-Christians, but not with the Christians in Asia who have the Americans telling them, yeah, keep being wrong. You know it's wrong, and you can't help it, though. So keep doing it. Oh, no. Oh, you other Americans, don't stop them from being wrong. I know it's wrong. It is wrong. It's got to stop, but it's not going to. And you're wrong to try to make it stop. And that's what's happening. I can do it I can stop it with non-Christians in Asia, but I can't stop it with the Christians in Asia. That's how terrible it is. People ask me why I don't go to church. So that happened this week. I overcame that stuff with non-Christians, and we're happy. We're friends. Now, another thing that's happening this week. I've got a friend. You may remember a while ago, I yelled at a friend online named Dan. Dan. I think it was part, I had the Avenue Guru thing behind me. I was yelling at Dan. Dan was so appreciative that he's back in Taiwan and he is paying for me to go up to Mount Jade, the tallest mountain in Southeast Asia. Taller than any mountain in China. Well, I suppose China thinks they own the whole world. So they probably think they own Mount Everest. And then there's also, by China's standards, there's also, Mount Rainier, China, and Mount Baker, China, in Canada, China, and probably Mount Hood in Oregon, USA, China. And then the Alps in Europe, China. So, since China's entitled to own the whole world, I suppose everything's China. But according to UN interpretation, yes, it is the tallest mountain. So, we're going to go up there this week. That's going to be fun. I was thinking about starting a business, taking people up to the top. Okay, so what was I saying about China? What was going to happen with all this development with the United States? Hold on. I need to take a quick drink of this because I'm getting tired. I hear drinking energy drinks can increase the likelihood of a heart attack. Pardon my French. And again. I don't know that I'd be so lucky. I don't know that I'd be so lucky to get out of here that easily. I don't know that God would let me. I'd probably get to the door and Jesus is at the door, not St. Peter, by the way. He'd probably say, no, I'm sending you back. I don't know. He'd probably, and stop drinking those energy drinks. I don't want to send you back again. And I'm like, but I like seeing you. So, you know what? I'm going to have to get to it tomorrow because I'm out of time. I'll explain it tomorrow. I promise.